got a little depressed, to be honest, because something that depresses me a lot is I saw a van, and you know how you see a new car and they put like the year and the price and those big yellow bubble letter stickers and stuff? Mm-hmm. And I saw this fucking wood paneled van, and it had the big stickers and it said 1990 on it.
Okay.
This was someone's brand new van that they purchased, and it's fucking 20 years old.
21.
21
That's
years old.
Really sad. I mean, it yeah. brought me down.
Because their life is so sad?
Or yeah, because... and. That someone would advertise something 1990. That's right. Crazy. Why wouldn't you go for 94 and just pretend?
Some people, this is probably a big break for them.
Yeah, sure.
Them and their four kids and the one who's handicapped, so now they can wheel them into this van.
Yeah.
This is like great for them. Don't be depressed. Be happy for them.
I can't do it. 1990 is too... There shouldn't be the big bubble letters.
Yeah, that's
fair. They shouldn't be like, this is amazing.
What year do you want it to start where it's like...
Yeah,
a,
where's that? It's got to be off. In the same century.
Yeah.
Got to be.
2000.
But 2000 isn't a lot to ask.
You don't see a lot of...
I graduated high school in 2002. I shouldn't have the same car anymore.
It kind of depends on, the
socioeconomics.
Well, that...
Okay, if it was like a 1970 something awesome.
Exactly. It depends on the car. Yeah. Like a 1990 Ferrari, sure. Yeah,
yeah, I'll take that. I would do that because that's
an interesting... But a 1990 E350 Ford van?
Yeah, right. No, I don't... It was one of those... So. What were those fucking things called? They had like the little... It was kind of like if you combined a drawing of a house a kid did and a swastika. A Plymouth. A Plymouth
you
van.
Run, like, wow, this show's getting dark fast.
Wow.
I'll see if I can
a house
remember.
With a giant swastika.
Well, what
on
is this
it? Peter's
like a
childhood
Pentagon.
Okay, so for 500
it has like something like this, and then inside
no, it
it's
is
like,
yeah
I don't
Plymouth
know, something
yeah.
like this.
It, you're right, most of those times
it was not a swastika.
I want everybody to know who's only listening, Peter just drew a swastika, something like this,
but he didn't finish
it. Semi-swastika. Yeah.
Okay, now he's finishing it.
No, we haven't done food stuff, so I'm asking her if me talking about past sex bothers her.
Gotcha.
Because I've done chocolate syrup, which sucks, because it fucking stays like on your... It's hard to wash off.
It's a mess when you make it in
oh
the kitchen.
Oh, my God. And then I've
tried...
It gets
on the counter, and you're like, mother
whipped cream,
fucker,
which...
to get out a sander.
It's retarded. You shower, it's worse than getting pen off your fucking hands. Yeah. And I've tried whipped cream, and it's like, I don't like the overly... I don't like whipped cream that much.
Yeah, I can
so
have
it's hurting
ounce.
My tummy. I'm like licking it off of things. And I'm like, oh.
That's like when they have those edible underwear, but they're like a candy necklace. Yeah. And you're like, I would be so fucking nauseated halfway through. I can't eat that much candy right before I bang.
Or like the flavored, I hate the flavored lubes because they always taste like shit and it hurts my stomach.
Sweet.
Yes.
So none of them are mesquite or any good flavor.
The one thing that I've done.
Yeah. Cool ranch.
Onion and sour cream.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah. See, these would be good too if there was like an infection. You could mask it with the flavor.
Do I smell a yeast infection? Oh, no, that's just my sweet Baby Ray's barbecue.
That's my electric nacho lube. It could be like a lube dust.
like a Dorito.
Yeah. Now who's got the munchies, motherfucker?
Oh man, I the only thing I've ever done with food that I enjoyed. Oh, I also tried like strawberries and that kind of thing where you like rub it on the nipple and it's not like sexy and it's like. But I had an ice cube in her mouth when she went down on me. That felt pretty fucking good, actually.
All right,
yeah,
that's a borderline food though.
Yeah. Well,
it's water.
Okay, but
it's a temperature.
That okay. Well, you're right then. So for food, for me is out. What about you?
Yeah, food's out.
First, okay,
yeah. Well, I just, the foods I like don't really lean themselves towards
if I
sex,
ate
like pizza
out of Sarah's vagina.
That's the thing. It would be like me. It'd be like, oh, come out with a fucking pizza thong. And then I don't want to eat the pizza out of the ass.
I know.
Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Some French fries.
It's like that Jimmy John sandwich covering your breasts looks good.
Oh, you got a double stack covering each breast in a bikini style? That's really nice.
Yeah.
I would have rather just eaten it.
I know. And then, can't we eat first and then fuck, or even better, eat after we fuck?
Have you ever, like, eaten a meal And then you go to have sex, and then you get a horrible, like, yes. side pain, like you're trying yes. to run the mile in gym.
Oh, my God. I have eaten right before sex, and then my tummy hurts.
Yeah.
I've had to push through, like, the pain of, like, the indigestion from, like...
Yeah.
It, well, it's like working out right after fucking.
Yes.
It's awful.
It's awful I've had to when stop. You, like, you talk about it before you're like, yeah, I really want you. It's like, oh, we have this commitment. We have to go eat. So you go eat, and then, like, afterwards, you're like... I'm so sick. Yeah. I cannot do anything.
I've been in the middle of it, and it's like you try to be like, why don't you get on top for a while? Because you're like, I can't move anymore.
I know, it's like,
my whole side is frozen in pain.
I'm going to vomit on my girlfriend or wife or whatever. Be like,
and I right. do, you know, like when you jog, you're supposed to like change your breathing style.
So, I'm so like, you do that. She probably thought you were really into it. She's yeah. like, oh, whatever I'm doing, he's really enjoying this. Like,
don't move, don't talk. Something may go wrong.
Don't change position. Now's not the time.
Slow down.
All right. 14. This is detailed. Paid more attention to my balls during sex. They're very accessible during intercourse, especially during doggy style, when the woman is on top, much like the clitoris for guys.
Yes, yes, and big capital yes. Play with the balls, ladies. Suck on them, or if you're not into that, use your fingers. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
This is another one of those things where it's like so many things to remember that but you're really, like...
Only one thing. Of all the things, you either do them or... It's like food shit. Like, you don't have to worry about me being like, yeah.
Don't do food shit or do.
No. Yeah. The only thing you have to remember, 5 small balls. Letters. B-A-L-L-S.
Balls.
Bowls.
Balls.
Bowls. All right.
Balls. 15.
Peter? No, I want to know about you.
Oh, sure.
Jesus Christ. All right. So
just have sex with me. I don't care. Whatever you got to do.
I like this. All right.
Whatever you got to do to get what you need, I'm there for you. And then... I'll finish. Don't worry about me. I'll get there.
Once you're done, I'll make sure I'm done. Don't
yes.
worry. Yep.
I'll finish. Don't worry about nice. Me.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need it.
Everybody, we got a lot of giggling at the table already and bell ringing. Welcome to another show. This is a very important show. I have with me today Nicanor.
Hello, people.
He's trying out a radio voice or two today.
I hope you all enjoy it.
Ooh, I liked that.
Thank you.
And we have Katie.
Hello.
Is that your radio voice or normal?
This would be normal.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't even tell. Voice. Yeah, go for it.
Hello.
I like normal.
It's really very, whispery.
It's very sexy.
I don't know what a radio voice is supposed to sound like.
I think it's something like, hey, welcome.
Hey, welcome.
It's a very sophisticated show today.
Yes, this is a sophisticated show because today I am going to become an adult. I have these guests here today because I am not a fan of wine. But they're going to try and make me a fan of wine. We have 7 wines, if Boone's Farm counts as a wine.
I think it does.
I agree.
It's made out of cherry and apple.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, from what I know from wines. So I wanted to, you might notice from my voice, I'm a little sick today. Have you guys ever had a sickness on the radio?
On the radio? No.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Let me tell you something. It is horrifying. I've got this nasal spray.
Does it say do not use if you've consumed more than 3
I didn't read. It's way too fucking small to read the directions.
I would read because you're going to consume.
It's good for you.
I think he's used to snorting meth or something.
It does say something like use once a day for one day. And that's my second shot today.
This is number four.
I think you're supposed to spray it in both nose holes, but I'm not sure. The last time.
Try down your throat.
Shit in my
tastes
mouth.
Horrible. Have you ever tasted Afrin?
We could try it.
You want to try it? Well, I don't know if that's. It I said. Think I think it also specifically said don't share it. And it's expired.
Don't put that in your nose.
It's
for
expired.
The love of God.
Yeah. Ooh, God, that's a. Okay. The last time I was this sick.
Do you have thyroid disease?
I have no idea.
Do you have trouble urinating due to an enlarged prostate gland?
No, I pee just fine.
Do not use more than directed. Do not use for more than 3 days.
Don't share.
Temporary discomfort such as burning, stinging, sneezing, or an increase in nasal... Dude.
Dripping? Am I dripping? I have a wad of Kleenex in my... Or toilet paper like an old woman
Are
in my
pregnant?
Pocket. God, I wish.
Are you breastfeeding?
Well, not a baby.
Wait, this says keep out of reach of children. Wouldn't you qualify as a children?
I think so.
If swallowed, get medical help. All right.
So you can shoot it in your nose, but not in your mouth?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem okay.
2 to 3 sprays in each nostril.
Oh, 2 to 3?
Yeah.
Well, give me that back.
Yeah, let him have some more.
I'm going to do another shot here.
Yeah, let's clear yourself up.
Hell yeah.
It'll increase.
You think I should sniff in while it's shooting or after?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
So I should be like. Oh! God! That was like if you ground up a urinal cake and put it in your nose. Do the other side.
Jesus Christ. This is painful to watch.
Okay.
Very painful.
Well, welcome to this. The last time I was this sick, I had to make a drive to Durango, and I had to go. So what I did, you know, you go to the store and you get cold medicine, and I thought to myself, why not just get all the medicines and try them all? So I had this spray, and I had some Dayquil, and I had some Robitussin, and I had some emergency. I don't know if that works at all.
I don't either.
And I had something else, that tea bag you put in and drink the tea, and then it makes you better.
Oh.
It's funny because, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just, and I don't remember driving there at all. I don't remember 1 minute of it.
It's funny because Katie, she knows the drug names of everything. And so I'll be like, I'm allergic to Aleve. And Katie will say...
Naproxen sodium.
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and all these other drugs. And she'll be like, this is the one you need. And it's... Bruh. I'm like, oh, you could have been a doctor or something.
I just remember because it says on the box that you can't mix certain ones. And so when I double up on my cold medicine, I make sure that you don't mix...
Yeah,
I make sure that I mix.
I just whatever gets me to Durango, that's what I'm gonna have.
No kidding.
So I would just like to predict the future on the show. This will be a first.
Yeah.
Katie and I will be driving to Durango on Wednesday. And
oh, okay.
Either one of us is going to have a cold.
I recommend just.
I would just like to throw that out there right now.
Clearing the aisle of cold remedies and take
and
them
mixing
all
as much as we can.
Yep.
I nominate you.
Put things in your body that you don't even know what the fuck they are. That's all you can do.
Especially if you forget the drive to Durango.
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's okay. I won't be able to. I mean, I'll be so sick that I won't drive.
I guess that's true.
Oh, you'll just stay.
I'll be like, no, I'll go, but I'll be like, oh, I can't drive. I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm too sick to
mash. Calling in sick to driving today.
I can't step on the accelerator. I'm so sick.
No, it's the coordination.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important.
My eyes are cloudy and...
Your judgment?
Yeah, my judgment. I think that's a curve. Let's just go straight.
Your nose burns?
Yeah.
So we have a selection of wines. So tell me, I want you guys to tell me about your... How did you come to enjoy wines? When do you remember a time when you were like, oh, this is makes me feel so fine?
I don't remember a specific time, but I do remember that my parents have always had a liquor drawer, and it used to be by the dog food.
Okay.
And so
a drawer instead of a cabinet?
It was never locked. There was no cabinet.
I see.
And so we would always, when the parents were gone, there was only wine left, typically, because my brothers had always emptied the vodka already and filled it with water.
Were your parents not wine drinkers back in the day? Because your mom is a wine drinker.
But she likes to keep a reserve of wine.
Oh, I see.
And so that's how I got started, was that wine was the only thing available. And
so that was, it was a lack of options.
Yes.
And you came to love it.
Yes.
How old were you?
How old was I?
Yeah, in these wine experiments.
Oh.
12? 11?
Jesus. Give me some credit. Like 17?
5?
Oh, 17. That's not bad.
17.
So Nicanor, how did you come to love wines?
Well, I didn't really enjoy the wine until after I met Katie.
Okay.
But I have had experiences. if you ever really want to try cheap wine.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was in my southern country, you could go to a kiosk, which is typically this store. It's like a storefront store. Very small. They sell candy, chocolate,
Powerball tickets,
condoms, cigars,
air fresheners shaped like the things they smell
vibrators.
Like. Vibrators.
And so one of the things they sold was alcohol, but mainly beers, little bottles of vodka like shooters.
Yeah.
And then they had like a liter carton wine.
Okay.
That was called Tetra.
So that's a box?
Yeah, a boxed wine. And it was $1.
$1?
For a liter.
This, now, how much is in drunkenness? How much is a liter?
Well, see, the thing...
How many beers would equal one, whatever that was called?
So a liter is a third. So a gallon of milk is 3.8 liters.
Okay. So one third of that
would be a liter.
So how I don't know anything about wine, so how drunk does that make you feel?
The thing is, this wine was more alcohol than anything. I think it was actually dyed alcohol. just red
that's all alcohol.
It was red alcohol. It was
just rubbing alcohol with blood in it.
Fucking horrible.
Okay,
but it got you drunk.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted, and it was really cheap. And so it used to be in Argentina, when the economy was doing a bit better, people would come ask for money for the wine.
Oh, okay.
So do you have a little coin for the wine, buddy? Like Katie would say it.
Tiene una moneda para el escabio, viejita.
Perfect. We practiced this.
You guys
this
spend time panhandling for wine? Is that what happened?
No,
but
hilarious.
I was teaching her how to say
that. You thought that was a good phrase to start with?
Yeah, I think it's...
Whenever you're in need in Argentina.
And that's more likely to get you money than... What did they say here? I don't even know. I got some batteries you could buy.
Yeah, you remember that? Jeez.
Yeah, we encountered...
$5, man. $5, I'll get rid of all of them. Come on. Fuck, I don't want to sell these anymore.
Yeah, we encountered a bum who was trying to sell us a huge pack of batteries for $5 and then explained what they could be used for.
With the flashlights.
And then showed us a flashlight.
He did get $1, though.
He got a buck.
From Kevin.
Yeah.
Your dad pulls out a billfold and is like, I only have $1.
Yeah.
No, he did say, we don't need batteries.
Yeah.
No, just take my dollar.
We have the money, but we don't need the batteries. Here's $1.
Especially not bum batteries.
Right. Untrustworthy batteries.
That's what we should have said. Actually, I don't think those would power my devices. Those are bum batteries.
Those are bum batteries.
I don't trust that.
A great idea.
Can I see the expiration on those batteries? You know, and he was saying he needed to get like a bus ticket or a train ticket.
Do you have money for the bus ticket? Yeah. And then Kevin gives him $1 and then he's like, whoa, would you like to buy a pack of batteries? My last one, $5.
I don't know where these bums are always traveling to.
Really?
Home?
Where's that? Home? They don't have a home. They're homeless.
They're bums.
Maybe they live on the train.
A shelter, which is crazy because there is a shelter.
Like a block like
right
from
there.
Yeah, 2 blocks away from where we were.
Maybe he meant night train, as in the malt liquor. I need to catch the train. No?
I've never even heard of that.
Oh. We should do, we'll do another one. We'll try some night train, some Mad Dog, some Old English. That'll
malt
be fun.
Liquor, huh?
Yeah, that's it's delicious.
I'm uneducated in liquor.
Mickey's Big Mouth. There are all these liquors.
Why
that,
does Mickey need a big mouth?
Well, it's got. It was like the first bottle with the wide top, so you could drink it faster because it tastes
that
like
would be
ass.
Fun.
Yeah,
to do like a chugging contest
of these wines.
Yeah, no, not the wine.
Oh, okay.
So You know, we drink the wine at not
and
really
how old
great.
Were you?
At 16, okay. 15. But I never really enjoyed it. And then I tried the wine as I grew older, 19, 20. Didn't really care for it. Mm-hmm. And then I met Katie. And I was like, well, I just better start liking this. And then I think one of the
times. Yeah, I just have to.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to get used to it. But one okay. of the times that I most enjoyed the wine was at back in Argentina when we were doing our barbecues mm-hmm. on the rooftop. With some of my friends, when I would go there every now and then to visit, we do like a huge barbecue. And there's not a lot of like open space, so
you go to the roof.
Yeah, you go to
you
the
still
roof.
Still barbecue on the roof
of a yep. house.
Okay,
and
of a house.
Yeah,
just one
well,
person's
they're
house.
They're like buildings. They're not houses.
No, but this one was a house. It was their
like
house.
Like the projects.
It was not a tall building.
But it was like a 3-story building. It's not like a house.
No,
house.
It was this one was a house.
Here's what's important: if you dropped a bottle off the roof, would it shatter?
Yes,
that's yeah. all that matters.
It was yes. pretty big.
Then it's a good barbecue joint.
And that was eating just the meat with the wine. It's when okay. I first started appreciating it.
My theory on wine is that you just have to drink enough until you like until, it.
Yeah, it's like an acquired taste.
Okay. See, I get, because I have some of those. Coffee. Yes. I like right. coffee, and I don't really like to add stuff to it anymore either. Mm. I saw this guy today.
But how was it the first time you had your first cup of coffee?
The first time I had coffee, it was like half coffee, half hazelnut shit.
Yeah.
And then I remember I had like 4 cups, and then I looked in the mirror and I could see my heartbeat. And I was a little afraid I was gonna die. But I was fine. Then I was just really grumpy the rest of the day. I was probably like 12 or
That's
something.
Fantastic.
So I like coffee, but I don't know, wine. I've only really had wine a couple times. One time was because, well, basically I wanted a girl to like me. And she was like working at a, yeah.
Yeah.
It's powerful. You'll do anything to make anything. A girl like you. Even drinking things that you don't want to drink. I'm staring longingly at a beer across the room and I'm like, boy, this is good. Because she was going to school to be a vintner. So growing grapes and all that shit. So she was really into it. And I was like, you know, it would probably help this girl like me is if we like the same stuff. Oh, so I was like, you know, well, you why don't you make a wine recommendation for me? I'll try it. We'll see what happens. So she made one and I bought it, but I bought just this tiny bottle and I was walking around in another city and I just wanted to drink it while I was walking around. So I went to a pizza place and got a drink and then took the cup in the bathroom and poured the wine into the cup. And was sitting there eating a piece of pizza and drinking this wine, like grimacing every time I took a drink of what they thought was Sprite. But I'm like, oh, that's some funny. Powerful shit. So I tried. It didn't work.
Didn't work.
But she didn't like me anyway. It was fine.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 22 or something like
and
that.
And where was this?
It was here.
I thought you were in a different city, though.
Just that day.
What city?
Fort Collins.
Oh, okay. I thought, I was thinking, you know, you have a Portland poster or something.
Like that. Oh, okay.
Maybe it was in Chicago.
No.
You have a map of half of Canada and Mexico there.
I wouldn't waste a Chicago day drinking wine. I'd be like, sorry, guys, I need to get some euros.
That's what you're saying now. But next time we go to Chicago, you're going to be like,
show you the way.
I could really go for some wine right now.
No. Well, we'll find out.
We will.
Should we start with one of these?
Yes.
I think we should start here. So I bought wine glasses today.
Very classy ones.
Yeah, they were $10 for 4.
I think the best way to do this is to go from the cheapest.
Okay.
Which
you don't
not,
think the Boone's Farm is the cheapest one?
Yeah, but this doesn't qualify as wine.
Yes, it is wine.
Okay, let's start with the
Boone's Farm. Start with Boone's
everybody
Farm.
Starts with Boone's Farm.
No, this is Boone's Farm. I'm gonna do the honors. Ooh, it's carbonated?
Is it fizzy?
That was the cap. Oh god. I can smell it. This is Let's see, I picked wild cherry flavor because it says right below wild cherry, it says refreshing flavored apple wine product. So not only is it not cherry, but it's not even
it's an
apple wine. It's an apple wine product.
Product.
It's like the leftover.
It is brighter red than the graphic design on the Budweiser can. I mean, it just looks like someone melted down Jolly Ranchers.
It's
Yeah. So, is it sweet like that?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay,
I'll just pour some of this in here. How much of this do I need? Oh, God, it's busy.
That's about it. Good. That's good. I would just like to say that not necessarily cheap wines tend to be bad wines.
So I should keep an open mind.
It's true.
Yes, but it tends to be that the more expensive wines are the better tasting wines.
Okay.
I disagree. I think there's no wine that's worth paying more than $12.
So up to a point. So yes. Probably $3.
I don't think that's true, though.
Now, tell me how. So, have you guys done wine tasting? What do I do here?
You're supposed to swirl it.
Swirl it around.
Give it to
me. And what am I looking for?
I don't really know what they look for. Do you know what they look for?
I heard.
I think they're just airing it. Maybe a color?
Yeah, I heard if it sticks to the side, that means it's boozy.
How would it? This looks
or maybe
boozy.
That means boonzy.
It's boon.
This is real boonzy.
Is.
I smell it.
This has some foam. Mm-hmm. You're supposed
to. This Whoa. Is not.
God.
It smells like castor.
Now, am I supposed to just sip this or just drink it down?
You're supposed to drink a little bit.
Okay.
And then do a buche.
Oh, you're supposed to swirl it in your
mouth.
Like
I'm doing Listerine?
Yes, mm-hmm. Just a little bit, and then...
Oh, my God.
And as you drink...
This is nauseating me.
As you drink, you want to take a nice whiff of the smell.
But I don't think for this one that counts.
Yeah,
all right.
I think you should...
You can talk to you.
Oh,
welcome.
I can. Okay.
Also welcome to you, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to be introduced first.
Oh, this is my guest, Ian Dirk.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Studio audience.
That's right. It's a little different today here in the Helpful Snow Fort. A little crowded.
I bought a soundboard for 99 cents for this show.
Yep. It is less than a dollar.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of fabulous sounds on it. Whoa. Are we in a war zone or something? Oh, bees! Not the bees! Ah!
That's actually, it's just a picture of Candyman.
Oh.
That's supposed to be a Candyman sound effect.
Okay.
I don't understand how, you know, what the point of these. Do real radio shows, do they use these soundboards today? Is that a thing?
I think they've had soundboards for a while. They just recorded these sounds and put them all on crazy tapes or something. Because you got to think they've had, like, soundboards before they had... You know, a lot of digital recording.
So they have the soundboards, but they're all like, "Hey, Stewie,"
right,
and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
How does he talk? I sound like an African refugee or something.
That sounds pretty close to the early season, so I think you're all right there. But I imagine that, you know, in some cases they probably just did have like somebody with crazy instruments or, you know, package of gravel to like stomp through, like old Foley artists. That's what they're called.
Maybe I should... Let me try one.
Okay.
Let me try I'll pretend I'm doing a real radio show.
All right.
So we'll do an intro song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and use my soundboard here to make it sound like a real radio show.
All right. We'll see how this goes.
McDonald's.
Hey, good morning, Denver.
Oh, it's time to wake up.
Clock. Time to wake up and go for your morning drive. And get to work in time so that you can please your stupid-ass boss. And, you know, here comes our show.
The show monkey.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
I guess it's a little easier when you don't have to talk and you can just fill in spaces with sound effects.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Oh.
Damn it. Do you want to try one?
Let me see.
I mean, these are just icons, okay. And I can't really vouch, but you can kind of guess, you know, like clapping hands is clapping.
All right.
Let me load up this intro music.
Are these all of them? Or?
You can scroll down, too. Like if you just touchpad.
Okay.
You got it?
I think so.
All right. You ready?
All right.
Here we go. Ian's show.
McDonald's is a place to rock.
All right, good morning, everybody, here in lovely Denver, Colorado. It's pretty jammed up there on the expressway. It's bumper to bumper. Yeah, that's right. It's a big cattle call out there today, and it's pretty tough, and there's a lot of people who are really angry just trying to get through to work, trying to get through. But it's really obnoxious when you're just trying to get to work and you just get irritated. But don't worry, we've got a lot of stuff today with our big Lion Grand Prize giveaway. Yeah, there's our prize lion right there. Don't worry, we'll be giving that to you later in the show, and there's lots of money to win.
Very nice.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
See, I think this is must how it just works, because I just was staring at these pictures. Like, yeah. I'm just going to fill something in so I can hit this button, then that button, and then another button.
So maybe, like, the shows are determined by
whatever what buttons are there. Well, it's like, well,
time to cowboy up.
Exactly.
Okay. I see what you're saying. We've got, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we've never heard that
I
before.
Like that, yeah. I didn't recognize that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so that was a little horrifying to end that.
We're going
to
have some, so maybe they would say, like, what should we do to say, let's see, I have a wolf. We better have some strippers come in today.
Ooh, those aren't the nice looking strippers, are they?
No.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe they say, like, hey, today we're going to take three songs, and you call in and vote and decide which one's going to be terminated.
I'll be back.
Wow.
Or maybe today it's rock out with your cock out.
Nick.
Or you could say, hey, let's go smash a window at a battered women's shelter and then burn it down. And then go to a casino.
I guess. That was kind of got lost there near at the end.
So we go to this Comic-Con, and we're staying at my grandma's place. And so she lives in a smallish house, and I think how it worked is there were two bedrooms upstairs.
There were.
And there
Mine
was
had
like,
porn.
Yeah, one had a TV, and the other one had no TV. So that's how I think we split it like halfway.
We did switch and switch. And yeah. The great thing is neither of us watched the TV for anything other than the porn that was available
right.
on it. And then fucking, you know, did what you do with
yeah.
porn, which is critique it and then write a, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Write a letter of how you thought about it and then apologizing. So one day we're at the house. I think we were getting ready to go to Comic-Con.
Right.
I'm sitting at the table with my grandma just eating breakfast. And we hear this fucking noise in the bathroom. Alex in the bathroom taking a shower.
Have we told this story on the podcast
I don't
yet?
Think so.
Oh my
I don't know.
God. And sorry if we have.
It was like a cartoon sound of a foot slipping. Like it was like on the bathtub and then just boom, you know.
Oh my God.
He clearly fell fucking hard.
I remember fucking slipping and being afraid. This was not one of those where it happened so fast that
no.
you just like fall and hurt your knee. I remember one time on the ice at my parents' house when I used to live there, like slipping and hitting my knee and going, ah, ah, where it's like, it's not, you're not crying, but you're
yeah.
in such pain. You sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tumor. So it was fucking, this was, you have time. You
yeah.
slip so badly that your head
yes.
is now
you're
below
airborne.
Your feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am going to hurt myself. I was like, I am going to land on either the fucking metal fucking faucet or I'm going to hit one of the knobs. But what happened is I slipped, fell backwards, slammed my fucking back and arm and, like, I don't think my head, actually.
Yeah.
My back and arms and legs, and then slammed again. I, like, slammed and hit the wall and then slipped and continued to slide. It was like, boom, boom!
I mean, it was crazy loud. It was the kind of loud that can only come from a completely unhindered, unprepared fall that's just...
of the human body.
Yes.
It was, I mean, then I was thin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thinner than I even knew.
It couldn't have been louder if someone had just shot him in the head and he just completely collapsed.
It was taking 175 pounds or whatever I was,
yes.
fucking throwing it against the fucking, like, what is, what are showers made out of?
The porcelain.
Yeah,
whatever,
porcelain,
yeah.
like slamming into the porcelain and the side that was facing the kitchen. And then, like, hitting the ground. So
we're sitting at the table, me and my grandma, and this all happens, you know. And then we're kind of looking at each other, and I'm like, holy shit. And she's like, you better go check on him. And I was kind of like, okay, you know. So I go to the door, and I'm standing at the door, and I'm like, oh, what if he's, like, fucking passed out and naked and wet, you know. And I was
this
like.
This was before you'd seen my cock.
Yeah, and I was like, he could be dead, but he could be fine. So, you know, I just kind of like.
And I remember,
hey, are you okay in there?
I remember being embarrassed as all fuck, but in so much, I mean, I don't think, the thing is, I don't remember the pain. Yeah. I remember how it looked.
Yeah.
It was red, like from my fucking shoulder to like my ankle.
Right.
Like I slammed so hard. I don't think it hurt that bad. I think with the water and the way I hit the wall and then like slid.
Yeah.
It and thank
worked
God
out.
I didn't hit, because if I hit the faucet, I really would have had a fucking wound.
Right.
I mean, I slipped so fucking hard, and that fucking bathtub was a death trap.
Yeah.
It was so angled and so small of the flat area.
It's very narrow. And then, so there's no flat spot to stand in the bathtub.
But very tall.
Yeah. And it was tall on the sides, right? Yep. So, like, you get in there, and it's sort of like your feet are both sort of wedged inwards. It's hard. It's like if you inverted a pyramid and dug it into the ground and then tried to stand on the hole it left.
Yeah, that's a like great impossible. Example. So, yeah, so thankfully Pete didn't have to come in to see me passed out with my cock out.
Naked, maybe dead.
Yeah, rocking out. With a fucking flesh wound or
comaing out with your cock out. What does it have to do with babies at all?
When you fuck the
a baby.
Baby
happened. Want to lube that baby
wrong?
Up? They're very small.
No, I'm kidding. I don't fuck
see. I what I've heard it's for is that you actually lube your finger. And when your baby's constipated, you kind of jam it in the
Jesus
baby's
Christ,
butt.
They can't have
is that
a
really?
That's what I've
is
heard
that
it's
legitimate?
For.
Who told you that? A pedophile? Your dad? This is getting awkward. Right before he jammed his finger in your butt?
That's just my, that's what I've heard it's for. I don't know.
I mean, I guess that makes as much sense as just oiling up your baby's little legs.
How
and
could they
sealing
sell,
it up?
You know, when babies are born, they're like super dry. And their skin has to get used to being out of the womb. So I think it's much more realistic that maybe it's like used as lotion. But you can't use lotion because they're sensitive.
But why not? I mean, it's just grease.
Yeah, it's not because it's not really
true.
Moisture. It's
I don't
oil.
Know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm disgusted by what you just said and it's completely true.
But so like a baby's the, being massaged.
No, it's a woman being massaged. Also, like she's super made up, got her hair thing. And he's like, he's kind of rubbing her butt. But if you've ever done a butt rub, he's giving what's known as the winky. You know, where she's sort of spreading her butt cheeks wide.
I
so
love
you can
that
see
you have a
hole.
Name for this.
Right. Because that's something that you're not supposed to do if you're massaging
the butt.
Yeah.
This you is kinda, a massage no-no?
Yeah,
I've
it's
never
a big
been
massage
massaged,
no-no.
Like, professionally.
Oh, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Do they do your butt?
They
no.
sometimes do, but not often.
Okay.
No, that's you got to get someone you're sleeping with to do that. And
mm-hmm.
even then, it's... But it
well,
sort
why
of,
would I get a massage?
Because it feels nice. You can
but
fuck
if
and
I can
get a
just
massage.
Sleep. Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't think I have the toleration for touch.
That's
that
true.
Lasts long
that's
enough.
True.
Two sessions of
yeah,
touching.
She would, 30 minutes of you getting a massage, you'd be like, stop touching me! Ah!
Well, you like to fuck through a hole in a sheet, so that doesn't really...
That's only because he was raped when he was 12 and he had that Halloween costume as a ghost on.
Oh.
So now he has to wear the Halloween costume in order to orgasm.
Fuck ghost. That was my costume.
I'm fuck ghost, trick or treat.
Wasn't super creative, the name. A ghost with a dick. Guys, I got the best idea.
When you
the next year is a mummy with a dick.
then a Frankenstein's monster with a dick.
There was that year you were the crow with a dick.
Yeah. The crow with his dick out.
You went meta one year as a giant dick with a dick.
Yeah. The one when no one noticed was when I was a hobo with my dick out. Because they were just like, oh, he's just full hobo.
Yeah.
He's like a real street
guy.
He's
just pissing on. Yeah. That's beautiful.
But the,
okay, so
okay,
yeah,
the climax of this particular video is that he's sort of massaging and then all of a sudden he just takes his thumb and jams it into her butt.
Okay.
And you're like, and she doesn't seem to be upset about this turn of events. Well, she's like, oh.
Maybe
okay.
it wasn't a surprise.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe he was like, I'm going to massage your ass with too much baby oil, just
too
like
much
babies
baby
get
oil.
Them. And I'm going to jam my thumb in your ass.
But then it cuts away to the girl on the massage table on all fours, and there's sort of a big, you know, like a water bottle full of baby oil being put into her ass.
Oh, dear.
Like sort of being, she's being loaded up.
And the way
like,
you're showing
wow.
this. It's
sort of
like it's being
stabbed into her.
Yeah, over and over. Now, is her butt like chugging the oil?
It's like
it
flapping, yeah. So it's trying to like chug it and the oil's sort of spilling out the side.
Jesus Christ.
And you're like, wow.
Yeah. This is one that I've not been graced with.
It's hungry assholes, I guess,
yeah.
for oil.
Yeah.
There's another one I wanted to say, that there's that one where there's sort of the girl and the guy are just hanging out, and then all of a sudden the guy is hurling the girl onto the bed.
I've seen this one.
I've seen this one too.
They're having sort of sex sideways, but then the next clip is they're still having sex sideways, but he's put his laundry basket
over
on top of her, over her head.
Yeah. Like she's in cat jail.
I don't... Some of the...
Do you put cats in a laundry basket and call it cat jail?
Yes, after he starts fucking them on the side.
You put them in there and you put a thing on top. And you put a little metal cup in there for them to do along the bars.
When I say...
they play a harmonica.
How would a cat play a harmonica?
If they're black cats, they're in there for another 5 years longer than the other cats.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, keep him in there extra long. That's what he always gets the chair.
You can't prove it was him that killed that mouse.
Yeah, white cat's out on bail. Meanwhile, the black cat's talking on a little phone, putting his paw up on the glass.
He gets his last
to his
mail.
Girlfriend. The cat's on the outside. The cat is pressing all of her nipples against the glass.
Yeah.
Did you guys... And okay,
his last meal is Sheba. Yeah. That's the fanciest one.
Fancy feast.
Something rubs the wrong way, and then it's like, oh, God. And I'm like, well, now I can never get off the rowing machine.
Speaking of, like, inappropriate chubs, my fucking cat loves jumping on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not implying it doesn't turn me on in any way other than the cat's fucking using what's a kneading.
Yeah.
It needs my cock.
Yeah.
And when it needs my cock starts to grow, and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, again, let me reiterate, not attracted to the cat, not like, ah, but I'll fuck you. And so it's like, and then one time it was like it kneading me and it got hard and it felt it and jumped back.
It's like some junior high shit.
It was fucking hilarious. I was just like, you know, I mean, I don't like getting erections because of my cat is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's especially bad when they lick their paws first and then take your pants down.
Yeah. When they wine and dine me.
Yeah.
When it's like, come on, this is fine.
He's scooting the beer towards you on the table with his little paws.
Don't be ridiculous. It's a she.
Have a beer. Another beer.
This is what you like, right? I'm a cat. I don't know.
I love... Yeah, your impression of the cat's pretty good. You sound just like my cat. Ooh. Where's that tongue been? Whose butthole has that tongue been in? Nicanor, Salatas, or Diaz? To my right.
Now, I'm going to need you guys to be...
What?
Professional.
Verbose and boisterous on the show.
No, when you start...
Sure that you guys are...
I'm going to be like...
I would like to say...
Hey, I had a horrible day.
God.
Go right into international news.
I did, yeah.
So, on other news, this cruise ship capsized
totally
in Italy.
Totally killed three people.
People died.
No, three people died. Other
70 people,
are
missing.
70 missing?
70. And
in the ocean.
Let's all pray. Let's hold hands.
Missing in the ocean.
Squeeze the person next to us.
I want you to hold my ball and squeeze. Not too hard. It'll hurt otherwise.
Yeah, it's a memorial squeeze.
I thought he might touch me too.
I know.
All right.
You touch the tip of my
I feel
feet.
Like you guys are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait, no.
Ready?
No.
You're fucking ready.
No.
Life's not like flat, and you've done all you can.
You can sing along if you want to. You look like you want to.
Louder, Nika.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But fuck you, Nika.
Nicanor was signaling like, you want me to do it? And I said, sure. And then he sat, didn't do it.
It was terrible.
I don't know who you're signaling to. You can just talk now.
No, I was asking if you were recording already.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I was. Welcome. We have a very dynamic duo, plus me also.
Yeah.
The twins.
The Wonder Twins powers.
Yeah,
in
the form of an ice cube.
Oh, good. I get to be the animals. You chose the water one. That sucks.
Form of beer buzz.
In a waterfall.
Do you mean peeing on somebody? You don't have to have a superpower to pee on somebody.
So the Wonder Twins are here.
Yeah.
Power form of beer buzz.
Let's do it in Spanish now. Show. Everything we just did, let's do it in Spanish. Hola!
La magia poderosa de los gemelos fantásticos. Actívense!
Sí!
Forma de...
waterfall!
De Haco!
Hospitalato! Yep. And Chirito.
Oh, yep. Oh.
All right. That's enough Spanish. So I can't hear out of one of the two ears in my headphones, so I'm going to have a terrible headache by the end of this.
Hang on. Row.
Yeah. Wait.
Is that better?
Much yes.
Better.
And, oh, it's yeah. So much better.
Okay.
Thank you. Fixed it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, we're here. We have a couple important things to cover today.
Abortion. Yay or nay?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Nay.
Thoughts.
Nay. Three times and counting.
Abortion stops a beating heart.
You know, it's funny. So there's a billboard outside of town that says abortion stops a beating, and then it has a picture of a heart.
But the heart
is
faded.
And I drew past this often as a kid, and I didn't understand that the heart was like one of those pictogram things, so I was like, abortion stops a beating.
It makes
sense.
And I
thought it was pro-abortion. And
you,
like,
you get mad at your kid, you're going to beat the shit out of it.
Exactly.
So you have an abortion.
No, you don't
only
have
beat
to
the shit out of them once.
You won't be forced to beat a child.
Abortion stops child abuse.
Abortion stops a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unhappy marriages.
My fears of...
stupid offspring.
Everything. There's always a back door.
I think shit-faced, life ruiner, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I thought you meant always a back door, like have sex in the butt, because you can't get pregnant that way.
No, I don't think so.
No?
What if they could? That would be terrible. That'd be a risk.
There's what if
only,
they could have anal
one
babies?
Way to find out.
Nico was an anal baby. In Argentina, that's all they have exclusively.
It is a thing in Argentina.
Babies?
Yep.
Well, Nicanor, last time we were on this show together, you forced me to drink more wine.
I did not force you.
You
volunteered.
You opened his mouth and poured it down his gullet.
I was forced.
And
let's go to
let
the
our
tape.
Listeners.
Hang on. Let's go to the tape.
Oh, you have the tape?
I don't have the tape.
Oh, you fuck. I was all excited.
So is this where you cut it?
Excuse me.
So I thought what we would do, I found some bum wines for sale.
Where did and you I buy selected, these?
I bought these on
various
Colfax
bums.
Avenue in the city of Denver. Not in Bum Central, but in old Bum Central.
Bumston?
Bumston,
or
yeah.
Bumville?
Bumton.
Okay. Bum hobo.
Bumton. Bum hobo?
Bum hobo.
So we have here okay. A fine selection. We have a 2011 Night Train Express.
Great year.
That's the my year old before. Car. I drove a Night Train before I sold it for my Firebird.
We have a 2011 Cisco of the berry flavor.
Cisco, that's for black people.
And we have a Thunderbird American Classic.
That really is the name of a car.
Thunderbird, a Ford.
And
Ford
all of these specifically nice. Say to serve cold, which I think is so that the pain of the coldness detracts from...
the horrible taste.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that I'm glad that you brought wine glasses and not shot glasses.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like to say that I hate wine, and I didn't know we were doing this, and it's a really good thing you didn't tell me I had to do this till right when I got here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Where do
you
guys want to start? We spent a little bit of money on the wine that we got for you.
Whoa.
I
remember buying the wine, my friend.
Nicanor Goldstein. I'm afraid that sounded a little bit...
we so if you spend do a lot pay of me, money.
If you want to pay me back for these, it is like $9
total.
Okay. So
we each owe you three.
So let's start with Night Train.
Okay, I'll pay you back by drinking it.
Fair enough.
Nika, this is radio. People can't see you doing
things. I was
things.
Being shot with a microphone clip.
Nika.
Nicanor, you just say when.
That's adorable.
When? When? Okay, a little
one. That looks like oh, a
healthy gross.
Amount, right?
Is this like
I don't like
cop
wine.
Drop shit? Again?
I wouldn't worry that this is going to taste like wine. I don't think that's the primary
wine.
Concern.
Can I do the reading of what it says?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think
all
there
right.
is a reading.
It says, Night Train Express, serve very cold. Citrus wine and natural flavors. Vinted and bottled by Night Train Limited, Modesto, California. What is vinted?
That's like where I think the grapes are grown and whatnot.
So that's what different vintages
is a
mean?
Grower,
be a
I believe.
What is the wine thing?
A vintner is like a wine scientist,
I would just
right?
like to say that I'm yes. very glad
yeah.
that when I bet when you bought these wine glasses, you never thought you were going to use them ever again. And now
I've
you're giving them a second use.
Doubled my use.
You are getting your money's worth.
I've got bad news, though. Mm. It contains sulfites. I can't. I'm allergic okay. to sulfites.
You guys, I spelled this. Oh, we have an audience. Do you? Would you like some?
Yeah, drink it.
Okay, I smelled this. Here's a funny story. To relate how this smells, when I was probably like 12, I had a planter's wart on my foot. And so we had far, to buy so this good. Chemical that you brush on, and it kills it, and then Ooh. You can just pop it out. Mm-hmm. It smells exactly like nitrate.
It probably
I would,
is.
I would nitrate. Like to say that also the bottle has a twist-on cap.
Oh, yeah.
No cork
At
here.
Least it's metallic.
Which that
Cisco's
means...
What does is, that mean?
It means that Peter can open the bottle without injuring himself.
Oh, my God! I just smelled it, and I have a funny story, too. One time, I smelled the shit that you use to take fucking fingernail polish off. That's this.
Mate.
Yes, right. Kel Mate.
So let's swirl it around.
Let's swirl it.
God, gross. Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm glad that your nose isn't stuffed, so you'll be able to enjoy this. God, this
Pete, did you take a drink?
No.
Let it breathe.
I thought we would
Do
toast.
It together.
Oh, God. To great friends and
the helpful
trains
snow
everywhere.
I've not met any of those yet.
Fuck you.
You know what? It doesn't taste. As
it's like juice.
Yeah, it's very light.
Oh yeah, not bad at all. Jesus Christ!
If we could capture your image.
That was disgusting. How do you fuckers do this?
This doesn't even taste like wine to me. Yeah. It tastes like
that's worse
it's
than wine.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's. I'd rather have wine. Go get wine.
I can't.
Oh, it's awful.
I can't go back to wine now.
I know. That's
now
true.
That I've had night
now that
train.
You know,
so
night
I'm train. Curious. You bought all three bottles in the same place? What did the guy say when he went up to him with this?
You know what I did? I tempered it with a... I bought another booze, although that was like a whiskey that comes in a mason jar. But it's...
The guy must have been so fucking
that,
confused.
I love
when
that.
Like, I don't know. Well, in my case, you know how when you're like 22 and you're getting ready to have sex and you buy condoms, so you also buy.
I didn't have sex till I was 25.
Okay. A Nestle Crunch bar.
You know how I
with a Nestle Crunch bar, yes.
When I'm 30 and I have sex, finally.
Actually, that was my black girlfriend's name, Nestle Crunch Bar. It was her nickname from high school. Pete, I love that your story. You know what? I bought three shitty wine-like substances, but I tempered it by pissing in the corner of his liquor store. Buying whiskey in a mason jar is not...
I didn't get in a fist fight like, in the store.
What the fuck is this guy doing? Buying some Cisco, some Thunderbird? It's like...
And a night train.
He's fucking insane.
I have to say, well, the whiskey was good, though. Junior Johnson's Moonlight Run or something like that.
Is he also a race car driver?
He is. Well, NASCAR originated because they were bootleggers. So they would make stock cars, but they would fuck them up so they could go super fast on these hillbilly back roads and outrun the cops. Because you could outrun the cops.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's the origin.
Do I have to finish this so that you can put other ones in the same glass?
Well, we have one clean glass, so you'll have to finish one of these.
Oh, God.
So we could start on the Cisco,
you know what?
And if that's easier.
That's perfect, because okay. then I can see which one's the least bad.
Do you have the whiskey? Mm-hmm. You do?
Mm-hmm.
Nika.
It's worth trying.
Nika's. I want everybody to know that Nika's wife behind Nika was desperately signaling no as he was smiling at Peter and I.
We could do a whiskey time.
I can't.
Another time.
Yeah. Like when I'm dead, which will only be 3.5 weeks, so don't worry.
All right.
You know I'm into necrophilia, right?
You're going to have sex with my dead body?
I would.
I'd be dead. That's fine with me.
Pass me your glass, please.
Would you rather I was dead, or would you have sex with me live?
Dead. It would be weird if you were alive. Yeah,
you're not gay. Jeez.
Can you pass me that empty glass there?
I would be happy to.
So you know the
thanks for asking.
Joy,
nice,
Alex. You're not going to be able to tell the difference.
That bad or fucking horribly bad? I can't believe how bad that was. That was gross.
Now, Cisco has a long and storied history.
Tell us about it.
I was reading online about it, and the story is basically they say that it's got like additional psychological effects that make bums real crazy.
And only bums?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nika's half a bum already.
It's really hard to find because a bunch of liquor stores don't carry it, and I assume it's because it's so great.
Doesn't smell as bad.
It smells just like fucking.
It's like Kool-Aid. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's why it smells not as
medicine-y.
Bad.
Medicine-y.
The other one smelled like nail polish remover.
Soothing.
This one smells like Kool-Aid.
The other one smelled pretty bad. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So here we go.
You know
what?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I know this is going
to
be even worse
to
now
because
it doesn't
man.
Smell as bad.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's exactly like a medicine.
No, it's
my
got,
cough is gone.
It's got a thick.
It's thick.
A thick aftertaste.
Thick and oily.
Oh my God! It's still in my mouth.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Holy shit!
Yep, Cisco.
Oh my God!
It's important that we do this, guys, so everyone else doesn't have. Because think about this.
So
you could be a bum someday, and now you'll know you won't have to fuck around because you're not going to have $9 to spend on three different varieties.
I'll just buy cheap beer. If I was a bum, I'd be a beer bum.
You won't get as wasted. You need to be wasted.
Then I'll drink.
You're a bum. Yeah, you need to drink out of a bottle.
What's the alcohol volume on these?
Although Jaeger's expensive.
A million.
I don't think bums can usually have Jaeger. That's like a high-class bum.
He's a bum who got kicked out of his fraternity.
The Cherry Creek bum.
Dude, bro, can I have your change? Dude,
so
I totally know what you're thinking, but can I just have your leftovers?
I had that happen all the time in Boulder. It was annoying. I think I gave them away one time, and I was angry at myself. So I left my leftovers at work.
Yeah, in the fridge.
In the fridge on Thursday. Tomorrow's Monday. Should I go back and get them so I have something for lunch?
What kind of food is it?
Mexican food.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, wait, are you not going to work tomorrow?
No.
Oh, fuck no.
No,
he'll be fine.
Should I have them? Since I have nothing in my fridge for lunch, is it worth it to drive the 3 minutes to work?
No.
Why?
Because if I remember correctly where you live, you have various options.
I do, but what if I don't want to pay? All I'm saying is you think Mexican food goes bad from a fucking Thursday to a Monday.
I don't like paying for sex, but I don't drive to work either.
Okay. Touche.
Cisco.
I know Cisco made him say that.
Huh? Do you have sex at work?
I've had sex at work
anywhere.
Multiple times.
Are you kidding?
Have you had sex at work? Not with yourself.
No.
Masturbating at work does not count as sex.
Nor does sex work count as having sex at work.
When you're required to have sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which bosses have you had to have sex with besides, I shouldn't use names, look at me, stopping myself
besides,
right before.
Besides JH.
I had this work, this boss at McDonald's who was real scarred.
Scarred like her face?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She fell out of a car when she was a teen.
Oh.
We had sex.
You
did not.
No, I had a coworker at King Soopers that fell asleep while driving.
Did you have sex with her?
We knew her.
No.
Who?
Oh, my God.
She killed somebody?
Yeah, somebody died.
Oh, not that one.
Oh, a different one.
A different one. Not
C.
K or C W.
Not the
C
dub, yeah.
The C dub.
This was.
Okay.
What was her name? Right. She fell asleep.
Do I have to
she
finish?
She fucked herself up. She had huge scars.
Oh my God, that's awful. Yeah. I almost fell asleep a couple times when I was driving to work. I probably told this story on this fucking radio show before.
Boulder?
But I masturbated to keep myself awake, and I had napkins in my
napkins.
So I used a napkin to clean up. Better than dying. I did. My music was all loud, and I was falling asleep. I would turn
Isn't
my
that
heat
a
on. I was
like
asleep.
Dying though inside.
No, it was great. I mean, it's a little awkward. I had to make sure that, you know, nobody could see into my car, but I had a tall car at the time.
Hey, will you pass me your glass here?
Oh, and then which one done. Am I going to finish?
You got to finish one.
Nika, drink this, please.
Fuck you.
God damn it. Katie? Katie? Peter?
No, no.
God damn it!
You can finish one of those. Just dump it in the other glass.
Oh, that's so smart.
This is like in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
E.T.
When he had
Nika, we're on the radio. Focus.
Mm-hmm. When he had to make the thing. We were talking about, you were just saying her body was horribly scarred. Right before we got on here, we were talking about.
Her name was Deidre.
Good. Everyone get on Facebook.
Deidre from Colorado.
Colorado, King Supers, maybe.
Deidre. Scarface. It's Deidre Scarface.
So would you rather sleep with, so you have this woman, and she gets in a horrible car accident, and either her whole body is scarred, or her whole face?
That's a very
tough
one.
Would you rather sleep with the scar face or the scar body?
I would have to say her body would have to be scarred up.
Scar body?
Yeah. What would you?
Half and half.
Come on, man. When you're not fucking her, her face is all scarred up. This is
mine. But that's all you have to do.
Wait, you were with her, and then she got hip. Or then
No. You're just having a one night stand.
Oh, one night stand with scar body, or one
with
night with stand with scar face.
Alternate Earth people.
I'd still say body.
Scar body.
Yeah, scar body. Scarbody.
Scarlet scar body.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, scar body Johansson.
I'd have sex with scar body Johansson
rather than Scarface Johansson.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It's monster or scar body Johansson.
Scar body Johansson.
What would you rather have sex with, Peter David
Fuck
Dirk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can make a man have the scars instead of a woman to make this easier for you if you want.
I think I'd rather have Scarface.
Why? Why do you say
because
that?
Because I think if her whole body was covered in scars and I was touching her body, I would just be thinking about her scarred body the whole time. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I'd be like, "Oh, this is a weird
What about when you look at her face and caress it?
You'd be like licking her scars on her face. Oh, baby. Yeah.
I think if we're
You lick the face of your lover?
Maybe.
I think I could go without looking straight at the face a lot easier than I could without touching the body in a sex situation.
You know what's great about this? When we were doing this, would you rather earlier, like Pete said, Nika's wife, the only female in the room, was like, what's the matter? You just fucking roll her over, fucker. She's with Peter 100%.
Yeah.
She was just like doggy style is a fucking thing, you know.
Just roll her over.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Problem solved.
Yeah, I really liked her positive attitude. If you were a man, you'd be quite the man.
She was like that helpful uncle who's like, well, you don't fuck her face. Okay.
And you're like, you could.
Yeah, you do. If you're lucky.
Ah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, pour me shitty Twister.
Thunderbird.
Not a bad movie from the 90s.
Hypnotic.
Jesus fuck.
What's the story about this? That's enough. I'm not going to drink more than a sip.
You can drink this one that looks pink.
No.
This is just an American classic. It's got a warning. It does contain sulfites.
They've all three contain sulfites.
This is a citrus wine with natural flavors and color.
It smells bad.
Here we go.
Bottoms all right. Up. Cheers, fuckers.
Putas.
Oh.
No more.
That's the worst one.
I'll pour them all in there.
That was the worst one.
Oh my God.
Who gets to drink that one?
Jesus, the mixed up one?
It's the King's Cup here.
Yeah.
I'll take a drink if you take a drink.
I'll take it next time I go downtown.
Bring
the open glass of wine with me.
Downtown?
No. Not the next. Yeah, next time
he goes down on you, Mika.
You know how sometimes like a rapper will pour champagne on a woman's vagina?
Yes.
I just pour mixtures of fortified wine.
Which is always strange to me. Because as we talked about in a previous episode, I don't need to mix the taste of alcohol with a pussy.
Well.
Plus, you might give her a yeast infection, you dick.
Yeah, Peter.
This is a club lady.
Oh, it's not what that matters.
Has a yeast infection.
Oh, you're masking the yeasty smell and taste.
It's like going down.
It's like a blue cheese drink.
It's like touring a bread factory going down.
Yeah.
You just have that taste in
your
face.
No, that would smell nice. I like bread factory smells.
Wonder bread.
So I was talking to...
Wonder Badge.
I was talking to you, Nick and Orr, on the phone. And you had mentioned how on this show, part of what you enjoy is... how often the talk turns to masturbation?
A lot.
So you
and
first thing in the morning get to hear about people talking about their masturbatory happy.
It is actually a lot. We do talk about it a lot. I purposely avoided porn talk last time I was on because I realized the last three times I was on, we talked about porn a lot.
So
masturbation is fine.
Fuck you. Everybody masturbates. Yeah, there
Except
we go.
Except for the guy who doesn't have any arms.
He masturbates
too
with his mind.
Love finds a way.
I never thought about that. That would be awful.
It would have sucked.
Jesus Christ. The only way you could fucking get off is in a relationship.
No, you figure it out.
Can you jerk me off,
you could rub
please?
Up against something.
I'd have you do it for me, Pete. We'd have to have that talk about 3 weeks after I had my accident.
It would have to be for money.
I'd pay you.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's
Katie, did you hear that? If I lose both my arms and I can't get off by myself, Peter will get me off if I pay him.
I didn't say. I said we'd have to talk about it and it'd have to be money.
What's the frequency?
And not in 3 weeks.
My God, the frequency would be very often. I got no fucking arms. What else am I going to do?
You'd have to buy me like a separate cell phone. Like Batman,
the white phone.
Oh,
it's under
friend.
A little glass dish and it just rings. And I'm like, God damn it.
Nika, if he's masturbating me, it's not masturbation. Masturbation is a no. I got to beat off my friend.
I'm offended that
you'd have
you
to pay and also
me.
Give me the therapy.
It's because, you
when
know
I'm
what?
I'm in there and I'm like, it was bloody.
It's not out of. It's not about the sex. I'd be like, this isn't sexual. This
Maybe
is-
not for you. There's two people now.
That would be great if I was getting off and then I saw you get hard and then I was grossed out. I was like, Jesus Christ!
You took it to a
I'm paying
group.
You for this, you fag!
Why'd you turn it from business to sex?
Yeah. Yeah, you really gotta mix your business with your pleasure. That's what I'll call you, Nika. I'll have confidence that you won't get turned on by jacking me off.
Listen, I know you're not gonna get turned off by spanking my crank, so I need you to come over immediately.
Peter, I would never say something so crass as spanking my crank.
Maybe the armless version of you is different.
That's true. I'd be
You've
all
clearly
angry.
Clearly changed.
I'd be like, ah, hey, you spick. You beat me off.
You smack my crank. I get racist and terrible. I apologize for my future armless self right now.
So I was going to say,
Nika's dying right
now. I wanted to ask you guys, because I saw this thing online. We've talked before about looking at pornography, and in the side window it has advertisements.
Yes.
And I saw a new one. Okay. And it was about a site that's supposed to help you overcome your addictions to pornography.
Over C-U-M.
Nice.
No, but that would have been smart.
That is pretty great.
To trap you.
Because you click on it thinking that you're like, ooh, even better orgasms. Then it's like, bam, you're a sex addict.
So I decided to look it up later. Because at the time I was like, well, I'm pretty erect. Busy being addicted to pornography. But I looked it up later.
Okay, want to break that addiction?
Yeah, that is pretty great. Why don't you want to stop effects? Something that hurts no one?
I think.
Don't you want to stop one of the only things in your life that helps you fucking get through the day?
Breaking off is like, fuck, I just killed the next Einstein.
Didn't you know every time you come from your own hand, a baby dies in heaven?
More like a million.
A million babies. I get it. Your sperm.
Well, I figured it was for sometimes like. You masturbate, and then there's a moment of shame.
That's only when I masturbate to really crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So then you see that, and it's like, overcome this, and you're like, maybe I should.
You know what I overcome it with? Do it,
but
regular old lesbian porn with them fucking each other's asses. I go back to normal, safe, standard.
If I can make it an analogy, when I worked at McDonald's, we had a shake machine.
Okay.
So if you made a strawberry shake, it would come out strawberry, and then the next shake you made, it would start strawberry,
right.
And then switch over to chocolate.
Right.
So you'd make a little vanilla shake in between.
Okay.
So the chocolate shake was pure.
Yeah. So I purify my ejaculation when it's with something ridiculous where I'm like, because you're right, sometimes you are a little ashamed. You're like, oh, that was a little much.
So you're lesbian fisting, a.k.a. vanilla.
I don't like fisting. Okay, fuck you for saying that. That grosses me out. Okay. I like a little bit. A few fingers is fine for me. Or an object. A small, normal object. So we've lost Nika, everybody. I'm sorry to say, it's Peter and I alone. So while you're up, get me a beer, please.
So I was thinking about it because I looked at the site.
Okay.
And it had suggestions for what you could do
to overcome masturbation.
Yeah.
Get a girlfriend.
No. This was all, I think, targeted towards, like, if you had a wife or someone and it was ruining your relationship with your wife and God and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. That's what's ruining my relationship with God. It's my beating off. I thank God he gave me the ability to beat off. That's what saved my relationship with God.
He looked at you and was like, don't do that. I'm warning you.
I'll take your arms. Yeah. I'll take them.
It's like, just kidding. Enjoy your penis.
So I was going to say that there were a couple on there.
Yeah,
well, one was, this one I didn't think would work at all. It was like, what you should do is, you know how like people have like a swear jar. And you swear,
fuck,
you put
yes,
money
I
in
do.
It. This was like a reverse swear jar where you add money to it
Okay. Every
week or every day or every month.
Okay.
And then if you do beat off,
you
have to
rip
give
up
the money to your spouse or somebody else. You lose the money or
so
you just get rid of
the
money.
You have to pay off your lady to fucking beat off. You're like, here's,
honey,
no.
Honey, I jerked off today. Here's the jar.
And here's what's great. It's like a certain amount depending on how bad it is. So one day you're just like, here's $50. Don't fucking ask.
Go shopping. Have a great day.
I think I'd get passive aggressive and be like, also, I came in the jar. Enjoy.
That is pretty great. I used the dollar bill to wipe my dick after I was done here.
Yeah. One of the other ones was to install filters on your own computer. Which I didn't understand
like parental,
how that would work.
Parental protection, your own computer.
God, what was the password to get this fucking filter on?
Get super drunk, put the password in. They're not worried about your addiction to alcohol.
The password is I'm horny and want to masturbate.
That's a long password.
1134 dollar sign. And then you're in.
You're in.
I think that is pretty great. That's how you're going to end up beating off at work.
Yeah.
By locking yourself out of your
house.
Own.
His computer isn't filtered.
Exactly.
So let's say you had to quit.
Had to quit masturbating?
Yeah. What would,
Jesus
what would
Christ.
You do? Is your What would your step be?
My step?
Yeah, what would be
well,
like...
Well, do I have to quit using the computer to masturbate?
What would your Nicorette be?
Because here's the thing. If I had to quit looking at porn, I would use my imagination again like I was fucking 16. Uh-huh. But if I had to quit masturbating, I'd probably kill myself.
Cold turkey penis.
Cold.
How would you
penis?
You just kill yourself.
I have to go cold penis.
That's how you'd quit masturbating.
Oh my god. What would I do?
Alec,
get really. You know what I would do? Get even fatter so that I have less drive. I would just drive my body to the inability to have an orgasm.
Okay.
So, or I would work out a lot and become a better person.
Okay, so it would either be maybe good for you, or
I would have to change
really, really.
Bad. Yes, I would have to change something about how much lifestyle. I want to come by either getting it out, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is I'm married and I anticipate having sex again sometime soon. So
in 4 days.
So we'll see.
Five.
Anyway, what would you do? This is a good question. Nico, what would you do if you had to stop masturbating? The woman behind us?
Katie, there's a couch over there. Close the door on the way.
Let's pretend, okay, we all know that Nicanor probably never masturbates.
Right, but and he never has.
That gives you an individual, an interesting viewpoint on this that you can share with the rest of us.
How do you, oh my God, this is magnificent.
That is a
gun ball.
That's for
that
me.
Hurts.
Nico, what would you do if you masturbated and you had to stop, but you don't?
There's only one solution.
Uh-huh. Cut both your arms off and have Peter do it for you.
Exactly.
Because then you're not masturbating anymore?
There's no other option.
Now you're being masturbated.
I'm your friend so enough that I'll chop off one of your arms right now.
I still have this
that
one.
And let me give you some Thunderbird to dull the pain.
I've never thought about this, but if you ever meet a one-armed man, you know that if you touch his hand, it's his jacking off hand. You know for sure.
I use both my hands for jacking off,
so I know that I'm touching your jacking.
But I do wash my hands. That'd be gross if you didn't.
Before, or after?
I know I don't have a big enough cock to use both hands. Yeah, right. I'm just it's hard to lift. When I get an erection, I get tired. It's the only working out I get. I get hard, and I'm just like,
I go to the gym in my bedroom.
I use both hands, and then I use the one to cover the hole on the top so the stuff doesn't come out. That's fucking, that's vile.
That's vile.
Peter, I don't think that's okay.
So, Peter, no, thank you.
What would you do?
To quit masturbating?
If you had to, not to quit. Just tonight, you had to stop immediately.
I'm trying to think what makes me real unhorny.
Maybe I could give myself an STD. Not myself, but with somebody.
Why? You'd still beat off.
Yeah, I would.
Hypothetically,
I'd have to be. Even if it was just a herpes and it shot herpes out, I think I'd still make it.
That'd be fun to be like, pew, pew.
I don't know.
What
I've
if
never
it hurt?
Had herpes.
Oh! So it's like when you take.
What if it would hurt?
So you could
take that alcohol
thing. Your penis
or
something.
Yeah, something like that.
Peter has beat off so many times in a row, it sandpapered his penis and it hurt. I love that I say that even though I grossed him out by telling him I did that when we were young before he started masturbating and he was like, you sick bastard.
There's the lady in the room.
Katie?
I was going to say me, but yes, Katie.
Katie knows what masturbating is. Boys masturbate a lot and it doesn't go away with age. The end.
It's got to go away some,
right?
That was
a great story.
I don't know, Pete. It's never yet. I hope one day.
It can't go on.
At least when you're like 70.
Yeah.
You're God. I don't want to think about old men beating
off.
It's
not working.
Dust comes out.
You know what? It'll either go away or intensify. It's got to be one or the other.
They do have Viagra, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if you're so horny that you're like,
mad taking it alone.
Just to take
just
it.
To beat off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to chug this pill to get hard just so I can jack off.
Snort. Chop and snort.
Yeah.
I like to take it intravenously. Yeah. That means in your veins.
Let's keep it simple.
Pete, what would you do? You did not answer the question, buddy.
To stop masturbating altogether.
Yes. My mic is haunted.
I don't masturbate.
I know you don't have to. You're married.
No, he says that.
Yeah.
Masturbation is like the bookend to everything in my life now.
The last time you masturbated, you're like, what did I do before I masturbated today?
That was like 2 minutes before he opened the door.
It's like, I'm gonna be in public. I need to beat off. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh, I was in public, so now I have to.
Listening to
it's
like
horrible.
Old episodes, I remember Peter would fart a lot and offend people. I would be less offended if I opened the door and he just beat off and was covered, rather than just farted.
What if I told you my semen smells, though?
I'd be disgusted and tell you to see a doctor.
What do you call that, a junkyard?
It seems it smells like a junkyard
dump.
It depends old on what it chicken. Smells like.
Like old chicken in the trash.
Then I would be grossed out, and I'd be like, please don't beat off before I come over.
You can see the smell like in waves, like on a hot day.
It's
on
wafting.
The road.
Yeah.
It distorts everything.
Is it brown?
It's got a tinge.
Yeah. You're like that kid, Dustbin, or whatever his name was in Peanuts.
Big Pen. Yeah, he was just masturbating.
Dustbin is better, yeah.
So not only does your semen smell, but it's brown.
Yeah.
He's got brown, smelly semen. Is that normal for Argentinians? Is that why you're giving me that look? Do you guys have?
We don't have semen
what
in Argentina.
It? What is it instead? Babies come out. You just beat off and little babies spring out.
Then I went back to sleep and my alarm went off this morning. And I got a new phone, and it has a default alarm that I think I'd like you guys to hear. And you can let me know if I'm crazy for thinking this is really annoying. Ding, ding, ding. Just wait.
Good morning. Ding, ding,
it gets worse.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's now going to be stuck in my head for like the next 20 days.
But now,
I have a rule with our alarm.
Uh-huh.
I hit the snooze until a song that I like comes on the radio.
Kind of the reverse of what I do.
I would never, ever wake up. Toss that thing against the wall.
It does kind of ruin the day.
It's a little too happy for me. It's a little too like, hey, the morning's wonderful. Let's get up and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And you're like, fuck you.
It's not very like, okay, this is me. I'm in bed. Okay, my eyes open. I wipe a crust out of them. I'm feeling nauseous. Oh. Then I roll over. Nobody else is there. Start weeping quietly into my pillow. And that's this is the morning.
That's a scene right out of a dark comedy.
It's horrible.
Pee-wee's Playhouse was another strange one. Sarah and I watched that recently for the first time in years.
No, we watched the movie.
Big Adventure?
Oh, Big Adventure. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
I was a little weirded out by it.
It's so funny, though.
Some parts were funny.
When those punks are coming up to him in the alley. It's like night and it's raining and he's walking through the alley and these guys are like, yo, motherfucker, or whatever. And he turns around and he's like, and they just run off.
Oh my god, you remember it well.
It was so good.
I remember him fighting with that big fat
in the pool
weird friend of his in the pool, and yeah. I was like, this is uncomfortable for me.
That part is the weirdest because it's like adults but they're kids.
That's why it creeped me out, because yeah. I was like, this is a little too like,
yeah. And his dad comes and he's like, now boy.
I know. And I was like, but they're adults. Although it was funny where he was not interested in the girl.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hey, oh, Sally. Yeah. She was like, hey, Pee-wee.
She's like, you want to go to dinner? He's like, no, thanks.
No, thanks, Sally.
Yeah, I don't think
oh, yeah,
happening.
He would roll his eyes and be like, no, Sally.
Jesus Christ.
That was pretty good.
Once again.
Yeah.
I'm clearly gay.
Allow me to clarify. I am not going to dinner with you. Why would you, though? What does he need her for? He's got the best fucking playhouse in the world.
Peter, you can't fuck a playhouse.
You could fuck a lot of those creatures, I'm sure.
The couch.
Something, yeah, that chair.
That talking couch.
Used to be.
Like, hey, I'm in here, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the floor has a mouth, for God's sake. You could do so much weird sex stuff if that's what you decided to do. Shutting your penis in the window is sex now. Like anything.
Good news, everybody. Helpful snowman tip of the day. Shutting your penis in the window is sex now.
Real easy to get laid at Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Horribly painful, and it will mangle you for life.
Can you even use the restroom without really committing a sex act?
That's true. You're pissing in the mouth of an essentially something. Talking object.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Pee-wee.
That would be so annoying.
Everything like, talked to you.
Yeah, it'd be like if you were always getting your hair cut.
Because people were just like, so, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Pee-wee.
And you're like, fuck off.
And you're like, go to bed. And then the bed's like, I am a bed, Pee-wee. This is a nightmare.
I would just want to install a speaker and be like, I'm just going to tell you how my day was all at once.
God, gather around. You'd and burn the house down. You'd hear everything screaming, including the house. Pee-wee, why?
And if Missy Vaughn comes over, tell her to fuck off. I'm not going through this again. So he's trying to fuck the lifeguard out at the pool. Whoever that guy was, Ricardo.
I don't know the show well enough to know who Ricardo is.
Fair enough.
Sarah? Nope. Did you ever watch that show? Mm-mm. It was before your time, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It had to be, because we were pretty young.
Yeah. What was your show?
Yeah, what did you grow up on?
Magic School Bus.
I saw that show.
Boring.
Boring. It was a little science-y.
That one was real, like, hey, everybody!
I always wanted to see episodes, though, where it was just Arnold, and the bus is inside him, but he's just like, oh.
Yeah, when like Arnold gets sick.
Yeah, and he's just at the park sick, laying on a bench, and doesn't know where his teacher or his classmates are.
He's abandoned.
I'm in a bad situation. Too weak to move.
I had forgotten that
he
they
crawls
went
into
in
the woods for shade.
He needs water desperately. Yeah. They're having an adventure. They're like, this is the red blood cells. And he's like, I can't move.
Do you think when they were inside Arnold, there must have been one kid who's like, oh, look at his dick. I mean, it's the opposite way out, but still.
I know. Look at the inside of his dick.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Tiniest pee hole I've ever seen. Couldn't even pee out a minibus.
Ow. I was just thinking about peeing out a little minibus.
Yeah, he's in horrible pain. That's why he's
like
so sick.
It's like passing a kidney stone. He's like, oh!
Teacher's like, school bus just comes out.
Yeah, it's all magic looking. He's on the ground on his side pissing in pain.
Just the bus and then a stream of blood afterwards follows it out.
People think he's a fucking bum because he's pissing on them. He's like screaming. Oh!
The bully kids like smashed a bunch of glass while they were in there.
Breaks the windows.
Out the window. Ruined magic school bus.
Ruined that's it. Less boring.
By the way, Arnold, as we were coming out, I just took my pencil and stuck it against the walls as we cruised through. Hope you like that. Took a dump inside of your chest cavity somewhere.
He's dying of an infection and he doesn't know why. And they're like, well, it appears that there's used tampons and things in your lungs.
It's just a maxi pad stuck on the inside of his lung.
How did that get in there?
Yeah. Oh, that's real weird.
Arnold. Hey, Arnold.
Too bad this guy died, huh? He a lot of questions for him.
The teacher is a homicide. They arrest everyone in the bus.
That's what she's using the bus for, murders.
Yeah. She's going in and killing her ex-husband. Co-worker she doesn't like.
Let's see what's inside my ex-husband. So here's the thing. I got an email about trying some different musics.
Okay.
It was like this sappy cowboy music.
Yeah.
Cutting it.
Who sent that to you?
Travis.
No, Travis.
We're trying to find a way to send anonymous emails to you because there's a lot of people that want to ask questions but remain anonymous.
We'll just set up a fake Gmail.
Yeah, they're too lazy to do that.
Is it you? Is this just you who wants to do this? Just give
I have
it to
a
me.
Problem. Yeah. My penis smells like fish.
What's the big deal?
I love that Katie's like, that's I not true, everyone.
Depends on the kind of fish.
My husband's penis does not smell like fish.
It smells like halibut. Oh my God.
Jesus.
We're missing out on Comic Gold by not recording this shit.
Oh, we're recording.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh! Then we didn't say, hey, everybody.
I know. That's because we have to start differently.
Okay,
oh,
okay,
we had to talk about Nick and Orr's dick before we could intro a show.
Would you like to smell and confirm?
We're like 1 minute in, and it's like, so my penis. Yeah. So here's the thing. I decided, all right, maybe it's time to get with the times.
Okay.
So I got all the collections of Now That's What I Call Music from 2011.
Is that... Nika hurt himself with excitement.
I wanted 2012, but 2012 just happened.
I see those
so there's
in
only
the
like
library,
one
I'm
or
like,
two.
Who the fuck checks these things out?
That's a fair question.
Peter Dirk does.
So maybe I could read you guys some of these titles, and if you think one would be a fitting song.
I like it.
Sounds good.
And if you don't know it, it's okay. We can sample. All right, so the first one is called All Day. I'll Be Waiting.
Do they have, are you just
you and me.
The name of the
song? Yeah, just the name.
Okay.
Tonight, Tonight. What the hell?
What the hell what the is the hell? Name of a song?
What yeah, the that's hell? Okay. Should we try that?
Yeah.
Let's see what that sounds like.
You know this song?
No.
Oh.
It's easy. You oh my god.
Pretty good, huh?
Is this Avril Lavigne?
It is.
Oh. I mean, I don't know who this is.
God. So what do you think? What the hell? Or should we try?
Let's try another couple.
Okay, more. The time, dirty bit. Down on me.
Look down on me.
Down on me.
You know this song?
No, but it sounds like rap.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Want me to push up on it, push you know where I'm all on it. We get the party.
Why does every rap song start with someone atonally singing?
You want it. I don't, because
it's easier to rap like this than actually changing tones.
It's very robotic sounding.
Who is this?
This is Jeremiah? I have no fucking idea.
Jeremiah. The last
it looks like Jeremiah,
survivor of
but without the A.
The Oregon Trail.
All right.
Oh,
we've got Coming Home, E.T.
E.T.
Grenade.
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 So that's Bruno Mars.
You know Grenade?
Yeah, I know this song.
Oh, you know this?
Yeah, keep going.
Nothing's happening. Okay.
Easy come, easy go.
Jesus. Okay.
I'd like to take a little
blow.
Clearly, you know that's blow. Okay, that's the one.
Hope you're ready to dance.
Dance.
Oh. This is the one you gotta. Okay, this is the one we found.
This is the perfect song.
This is the song.
Back door like cracked, dumb. We don't need a key. We did it for free.
This is Kesha.
She has a S in her name. It's actually a dollar sign.
It's Kit dollar sign ha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to pick a song to start a radio show with. I was picking a song to listen to in the car.
Well, you know, people listen to this in their car.
I don't want you to feel unappreciated. I'm going to have a drink of this Albertsons whiskey.
And for the record, I am not, because I learned my lesson last time.
So cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
You can have some beer. You can talk about that if you want to.
Ah, yes. The Shift Pale Lager from New Belgium.
Uh-huh.
Peter will have to recover for a second.
Yeah.
It's a great beer. I recommend it highly to everyone. It comes in a convenient 4-pack rather than a 6-pack.
Son of a bitch. It's a good deal.
I think. But the nice part.
But they're tall.
They're tall.
Oh!
They're like a tall PBR, but better than PBR. Peter can't really taste what it's like because he's trying not to die.
Okay, I'm back. We rode a Pharaoh ride.
That was all right.
It was all right. I remember that being kind of horrifying as a kid.
Me too. Like that one and the dinosaur one like scared the crap out of me. And now I was kind of like, this is lame.
You know, the dinosaur one, I just left my sunglasses on and it was great. Like, it was so dark. I had no idea what was going on.
You should have just went back and rode the storm one instead of what...
Probably.
Because that one was just all dark anyway.
I did find the T-Rex to be a little portly.
He had portlier jowls.
His neck, he had a neck waddle.
And
he barked at everybody that would jiggle around.
It was funny because, like, as an adult, the ride seemed, like, short, but slow. We kept getting stuck. Like, we'd, like, bottom out or, like, hit, like, a slow part of the ride, and we just sit there until, like... people bumped up behind us. But like as a kid, I remember it being like super fast and like going up the sides of like where
you
it
almost
banks.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah.
Like where it banks, like being like vertical, like
right
hanging over the other parts of the tube. Yeah. And it was like, I'm like, maybe because we're all adults and we're all fat and heavy now.
Maybe.
I don't.
I mean, there was a part on the Egyptian ride where we banged into someone else's tube, as happens, you know, and they were just like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, right. Fuck you, you're ruining the illusion of the entering the pyramid here.
Right? This is not conversation time. We're not chit-chatting. It's not picnic date.
Yeah. I'm supposed to pretend I'm Indiana Jones, not a guy in a swimsuit with no shirt or shoes on.
And it's sunglasses in a dark ride.
Yeah. Remembering to take my sunglasses off at the last minute for this poorly timed mummy to come out of the wall.
Yeah.
Did you guys happen to use the bathroom at Waterworld at all?
I did.
Did you see, was there a sign in the ladies' bathroom about diarrhea?
No, not that I... they did have signs inside the stall doors that were like, ladies, do not flush your feminine products down this toilet because they will clog the system and don't do it. And I'm like, but that's everywhere. Everywhere has those signs.
That's kind of how the signs were, of the diarrhea signs.
There were
Okay, there's a sign and it said, it was like, do not go in the water, or here's some sort of hygiene things you need to do. The first one just said, if you are having diarrhea, don't get in the water. Okay. Which to me was like, do you really, who's like, I'm going to push through this diarrhea and go to Waterworld? That's a good idea for me. I'm going to have a blast.
I guess if you develop it during the middle of the day, but I feel like at that point I'd just leave.
I mean, the Egyptian ride wasn't super intense, but if I was trying to hold in a diarrhea the whole time, I think it would add a level of intensity that I'm not prepared for.
This would be like some kind of like Indiana Jones movie where you have to just like replace the bag with the jewel or whatever. Right? Like,
and when they dump the tube out of the bottom, it's just filled with diarrhea.
Oh, they have to shut down the ride.
Who has to be? That's how it's sort of a similar rule, because I feel like ladies should be getting that speech. Basically, it should be, here's a tampon. Here's how it works. For the love of God, do not flush it down the toilet.
Right.
And then diarrhea should be like, oh, that's diarrhea. It sucks. Don't go out and do stuff when you have diarrhea.
Right.
Just stay home and have your private diarrhea time.
Wonder about the tampon thing or the feminine product thing. This place that's dealing with hundreds of thousands of gallons of water flowing through different systems to keep it clean, and they can't have a toilet that can handle a tampon.
It should just be like, release your tampons on the storm ride. It has the pressure to push it through the system. Yeah. Yeah, in the wave pool. Oh, can you imagine?
Smacking bloody tampons, smacking you in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A Band-Aid or an old ice cream cone is one thing, but a tampon is like...
Oh, wow.
Now...
Okay.
I've been riding my motorcycle during the week because I needed new brakes. So like, I'll just ride the motorcycle. She is not a fan of the motorcycle.
Okay.
You know, when I got the motorcycle, she said to me, you know, I was like, Mom, I bought a motorcycle. I took the class. I'm pretty excited.
Right.
And she was like, can you afford it? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I've been saving.
Right.
You know,
I
took the class in October. I bought it in March.
Right.
You know, and
answering the question very earnestly.
She was like, no, I mean, can you afford to put wheelchair ramps on your house? I was like, thanks for being supportive.
Yeah, you're like, wow, that was the most like awesome. That's a real smackdown. You got told by your mom.
I was shocked. Yeah. I didn't know what to say.
Wow.
So then, you know, I was like, well, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you don't say, yes, actually, I also budgeted in the wheelchair ramp.
I know, yeah. What are you going to say? It's your mom. You're not like, shut your fucking face.
Can you afford it when I break your fucking jaw?
Yeah, about
and you
that?
Need to get it wired back.
Enjoy telling that story at the hospital. What happened? Oh, I smart mouthed my son. They're going to love it. So,
okay.
Not a fan of the motorcycle.
Yes, clearly.
So, you know, I was like, well, you know, so her car broke down. She's like, I'm not far from home, you know, whatever. I'm going to call AAA and have them tow it home. I was like, all right, well, I would come pick you up, but I'm on my motorcycle.
Right.
So, you know, my car is also getting fixed. And she's like, all right. We had this long discussion because she was like, do you think I should get it towed to the shop and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, because she literally was going to go to the dealership that day.
Okay.
Because it's time for her to get a new car.
Okay. Oh, so this wasn't a dealership for the 6 month oil change and checkup.
No,
this was a
I need a new car. Okay. Whatever. And
does she still drive that green thing?
Yeah. I mean, she's had this.
Wow.
Okay, I drove this car and scraped the side of it on the garage like when I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. She had this green thing when you guys had that fucking station wagon.
Right.
This was probably
year 2000.
Wow.
Maybe 98 to 2000.
Okay, so she's got 12 to 15 years of
serious driving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done its part.
Okay.
So, and she knew it was time, and she'd been looking at, you know, car loans and whatnot. So then, she's like, I don't know, should I get it towed to a shop or whatever? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're thinking about getting a new car, it's probably time to pull the trigger.
Sinking $1,000 into, like, just getting it to run to drive home.
Right.
And then it's still a piece of shit that you're not going to get your money out of.
Yes.
Or, yeah. I'm with you, man.
So, you know, we had a discussion about it. Yeah. And then she got it towed home, and she's like, I'm going to go to the dealership. And I was like, all right, you know, well, I'm sure if you call them and say you're wanting to look at a car, they'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Of course
shit,
they will.
They'll do anything.
They want a sale. That's the easiest thing for them. Yep.
Yeah.
She didn't do it.
They're like me with a girlfriend. Where she's like, come pick me up 5 miles away. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can I bring you a flowers?
What kind of car would you like me to bring?
So,
I'll lay paper mats on the floor for you.
Classy.
So, but she was like, I don't want them to know I don't have a car. Because she's like, I don't want them to, I know. It gets better.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, just tell them that you have a car, but your son's borrowing it.
Perfect. Dude, you just got around her issue right then.
I know. And she's like, oh, yeah, like they haven't heard that one before.
And did you explain to her that, no, they haven't? You paranoid old lady. No offense. I love you, man.
I know.
But like, you're like, they're going to try to fuck you regardless. They're not going to fuck
they're
you 20%
like,
more.
Well, she has a
they're
car.
They're like, she needs need this. Us. Oh, this woman's going to get.
She's probably buying a Toyota Corolla just because she's a car enthusiast. We should pause and say, I my mom is very dear to me.
No, this is not, yeah.
But,
no.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, no,
she
I don't want anybody to think
like
what, that we're...
Us.
Yeah, yeah. No, this isn't like a judgment on her. This is
no.
trying to say like, well, it's a judgment.
It's going to go further.
All right,
that's why I had to say. Let's just preface this with I've said much worse about
mom.
Myself. Yeah, and I love you, mom.
Okay,
so she's like, I'll just take the bus to the dealership. And I was like, all right, well, so you're just going to walk up, and they're going to be like, she clearly doesn't need us.
I mean, yeah. How? Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, I mean, let me know.
Yeah,
call
God
me if
speed.
You need something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 45, and I'm at work.
Okay.
You know, but I was like, I'm going to just keep my phone handy, because she might need
you
something, whatever.
You want to help your mom out. Yeah, she doesn't usually, yeah, okay.
Right. So she calls me maybe 45 minutes later.
Okay.
And leaves me a message. I didn't get it because I wasn't, you know, at my desk. And she leaves me this bizarre message.
Okay.
That's like, hey, you know what? I'm still at the dealership, but I'll meet you at the frozen yogurt place in about half an hour.
I'll
I know I said
you?
It'd be now, but it's going to be about another half hour.
Oh, it's a lie. Oh,
it was.
She was doing this. Did you figure this out?
Not then.
Oh.
Because she left this really elaborate, like,
okay.
Hey, we're supposed to meet up, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
And I was like, maybe she called. She's not the best with the phone.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe she's supposed to meet somebody there.
Right. She doesn't know she's talking to Peter David Dirk.
Right.
She's talking to friend from work.
So I call her back.
Right.
And she's like, and I was said, oh, I think you left me a message that's maybe for someone else.
Okay.
I don't know. And she was like, oh, no, that's for you. And I was like, okay.
You're like, did you have a seizure? Or I mean, I'm sorry. not like, a seizure. Did you have a... what are those things called?
A stroke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, listen, I forget a lot of things, but I'm 100% sure
we didn't
that we're
plans.
Not meeting for frozen yogurt.
Right. Right.
I don't eat frozen yogurt.
Yeah, you're not having Frogurt.
I don't think you do either.
Right.
I don't know. And she was like, that message was for you. And she's like, you know what? I'll just call you back when I'm done. And I was like, all right. So then I figured out, I was like, oh, she's doing, I don't
she's
know what
playing
she's doing.
A game. She's doing some elaborate,
right.
Like, yeah, for the
some reason
the
had to leave me a message about whatever.
Which is hilarious. Like, that's going to get her, okay, but anyway.
So then
okay.
I was like, all right, fine. Maybe a half hour later, she calls back and I pick up and she's like, hey, I'm at the dealership right now. I can picture her
in the
know,
bathroom.
Curled,
yeah. She's like huddled so that no one hears her.
Hey. And she's like, this is her literal phrase. She's
oh,
like,
God.
I'm trying to pull a ruse here. I was like, all right,
yeah,
007.
Yeah, you're like, you got this. Mama Bird to Baby Eagle.
Yeah,
fucking.
And, you know, I was like, I kind of figured that's what was going
right,
on.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't, you know, and I was like, so your ruse is that I dropped you off there in your car and drove it over to the yogurt place across the street, and I'm not going to pick you up.
Like,
I mean,
these people
the
don't care.
No.
Once they sell the car, they don't watch you. They're like, follow her. Follow Mrs. Monahan or Dirk? What does she go by now?
Monahan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow Ms. Monahan.
Right.
Make
right.
sure that she gets her son.
Princess Toadstool's leaving the Mushroom Kingdom. This is Super Mario. I'm following.
Mario Mario?
So I was like, oh, yeah, I got, you know, and halfway right. through, she's like, I don't want them to know I don't have a car. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm still here. I think it's going to be, how long is it going to be? Oh, an hour. Okay, oh, I'll meet God. You in an hour. And I was like, all right, that's fine.
That's, yeah, you're like, this is fun.
This is great.
Yeah, you should have said something she couldn't respond to. Like, yeah, you should have yeah. either swore or bitch just been like, I don't know.
Nude.
Yeah,
bye.
You really should have.
Well, it gets better.
All right.
So then maybe a half hour later, she calls me again. Mm-hmm. And this time, I pick up and I'm like, hey. And she's like, hey. You know, and she says, do you know when your brother's leaving town? And
oh, my God.
Okay. For anyone who doesn't know, my brother lives in Arizona. He's not home. This has no relevance.
This is more rusing. This yeah. is part of the ruse, everyone.
And I immediately was like, this is part of the ruse. But, you know, she's like, do you know when your brother's leaving? And I was like, I don't know.
Right.
And she was like, well, I thought, I didn't know if it was Sunday or Monday, but I figured that if he was leaving on Sunday, then I could just give him my car and he could drive it home. And then I just sat there.
It gets confused.
Like,
you're like, what am I supposed to? This is a test.
I was like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Right. You're like, okay, or no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he's leaving Saturday. What? I have no fucking. I don't know what your ruse is. I don't know what the point of this is.
This is insane.
Yeah.
So what did you say? I don't know what you want me. Did you take?
I literally said, I was like, I do not know what you want me to say.
And did she just pretend that you
and
said
she
what
was she like,
wanted?
Okay.
Yep.
Well, if you don't know, that's okay. We'll figure it out.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I'll probably be another half hour. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
20 minutes later, she calls again.
Holy shit.
And
you're still
like,
at work.
No.
Right.
I'm not picking up. I mean, that's enough.
Right.
I've played the game.
Yeah.
I've done the
ruse.
You're
being her go-to call.
Yes.
She might as well call
411.
Yep.
And just be like, hey, son.
Yep. And they could be like, yeah, I hear you. So you didn't answer because you're a horrible
no,
son.
No, because, well, and I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, I was up for the game until the point where she was like, do you know when your brother's leaving? Because then we could, and I was like, what? I don't even understand what you're doing.
What
right
I was just going to say, I think, she, you know what? She is tying her web that she's weaving
she's,
is becoming
yeah.
too tight.
It is.
She's doing this to herself. When
yeah.
she's like, hello, gentlemen, my yeah. son, I have two sons. They don't care.
My name is Mary. I have two sons, each smarter than the last. Let me tell you a puzzle. My one son fell down a well.
You remember Super Mario RPG
yeah.
when you had to figure out which one did the triathlon and which one
yes.
won the bike? Yeah, that's what this is.
It was insane.
Okay, so.
And you know, at that point, I was just super over it.
Yeah,
so
I don't
like,
blame you.
I'm not answering.
And you answered three times.
Yes.
That's, dude, third time's a charm.
And after the one, I was like, okay, this enough is enough.
Yeah.
So maybe an hour later, she called me three times, like right in a row. So then I. And she
did
left
you
me a message.
Answer? Oh, you listened.
And I was,
okay.
And she's like, hey, well, I bought a car, but they're not going to have it here till maybe Monday.
Right.
So I'm walking home.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's like, I thought maybe if it's possible, you could come pick me up on your motorcycle.
Ooh.
I know.
Sweet, sweet. Whatever. I can't, I'm not good with words right now. Ever. No, that's got to feel so good where you're like, hey.
I was like, well.
Hey, mom.
Well.
The worm has
I
turned.
Know, can you afford wheelchair ramps on your house?
I hope you said something. Did you at least give her a little shit?
I called. Okay.
All right.
I call her back and I was like, well, I mean, yeah, if that's what you want,
right,
I can.
Right.
Yes. Can I physically carry you on my motorcycle? Yes.
Yeah. We
of
can
course.
Both drive on it.
You
we
weigh
can,
like 100 pounds.
Right, right. You're
tiny.
She's a tiny lady.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, if that's what you want. She's like, all right, well, here's where I am. And I was like, are you sure?
Right.
Because, you know, I know you're not a fan.
Do you have an extra helmet?
No.
Oh, so did you let her? Okay, keep going. I'm. I don't,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, well, I mean, at this point, I was off of work.
Right.
So I was like, I'll come get you.
Nice.
You know, so I drive out there and she's standing there, you
okay.
know. And so I,
how far from her home is this? Couple of miles, a
yeah,
couple of good miles. Yeah,
a good couple miles.
So something
and it
she
was hot.
Wanna, yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't blame her for saying, could you give me a ride?
I don't either. I mean, any normal person would, but
right.
I was just like, after you made such a big stink
I know.
About the motorcycle. So I go get her. She's standing there, and I pull up next to her,
okay.
you know, on the bike.
It's like, what's up, lady?
Yeah.
Hey, babe. You know how bikers call
their
girlfriend's the old lady,
mm-hmm.
but some people call their like dad the old man.
Yeah.
Well, your old lady's literally your mom.
Literally my old
lady. Like, yeah, your old lady is fucking,
You got to feel like a man when you're cruising with your mom.
I've literally, too, driven with two people on the back.
Okay.
One was my old girlfriend.
Okay.
We drove to the grocery store. It was terrible. You know, and it was, I don't know why, it was just not. It
just wasn't fun or hot.
Didn't work out. I think yeah. I wasn't as good at
turning
being
yet.
On the motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd never ridden with anyone.
So it was scary for you. You're like, I don't yeah. want to hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. I was yeah. really scared. But, you know, my mom.
She got a good ride because you're experienced now.
Yeah, because now I yep. knew what I was doing.
All right.
And, you know, and so I put the pegs down and I was like, all right, well, here's where you're going to sit.
Right.
Put your feet on the pegs
yep.
and don't put them
don't
down.
Don't touch this
That's
thing. It'll
all
hurt.
You have to do. Yep. Yeah. And I was like, the pipes are hot.
Yeah.
So be careful. That's it.
Yeah.
I was like,
has she
probably...
ever ridden? Did you ask her if she'd ever ridden on the
I
back
did.
Of the bike? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The answer is no.
So her first motorcycle ride ever in her life. It's yeah. on the back of yours.
Their son.
Fucking sweet.
So then, I think my phone's ringing. It's fine.
Okay.
You could, so she gets, you know, I was like, all right, put your feet up here. Don't put them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just get close to me, you know, and just do what I do.
Right.
Everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, and she was getting ready to get on. I was like, do you want to wear this helmet? And she's
right.
like, no. And I was like, I would
I'd
feel
be
more
comfortable if you wore the helmet. Dude, you're right to do that.
Yeah.
What happens when you get sideswiped and your fucking mom is dead
right.
and you're alive and you feel like you're responsible? No.
Yeah.
She needs to wear the brain bucket.
Yeah. yeah. But we had a mini argument over it because
okay.
I was like, I feel like I'd rather you wore it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm old. It doesn't matter.
Wow. And you're like, mom, do we need to have a real talk?
I know. And I was like Jesus Christ. We need a hard heart here. Yeah. And then she was like, no, it doesn't matter, you know, and I was like, I don't know, and she's like, no, you need to wear it, and I was like, all right.
You can't, yeah,
I mean,
your mom wins.
How long am I going to argue?
Right, right. You but, get you sideswiped know, by a car and both die while you're arguing on the side of the road about who's going to wear the helmet.
So my favorite part,
okay.
she's getting ready to get out the bike,
right.
and she's like, listen, if I die,
oh my God,
you and your brother split everything 50-50. I was like, oh, you mean the estate? That includes a car that has 200,000 miles on it that doesn't run?
You didn't
Is that
say
what
this,
we're talking about?
Or did you
yes,
say that?
Yes. I was like, what are you talking about?
She doesn't want you to fight
Everything
over that couch. She doesn't want you to fight over that dictionary. It's a nice dictionary.
It's just like...
All right?
She's a lovely woman. She has a wonderful home. But I was like, I mean, we're not Rockefellers. I think we'll be fine.
Dude, if there are three dishes at the top, each one of you gets one... And then you figure it out on the last one.
I know.
You don't get all three.
This is the lady who, a couple weeks ago on this podcast, I was describing how she had like a 20-year-old kitchen timer.
I wrote, that was a
like,
good one,
what
too.
The fuck?
I know.
What
You're like, I'll get you two. Are you still getting her that for her birthday?
Oh, I've got
good.
It.
Good. All right.
And, you know, and I was like, when you say everything,
right.
I mean,
there's something
don't
you don't know about.
Yeah, the treasure of Sierra Madre that you found in your youth.
Well, neither of our haircuts are that busy. You
right,
don't have
it's not very complicated.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's the thing too that I can see. If I had a haircut that I needed to maintain,
yeah.
Because even it's funny because they would try to sell often. They'd be like, "Do you want gel?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah.
Like, but it'll look nicer with or
We've got
they're
these
not
products.
Well, look, well, even when they're not trying to sell me,
yeah.
They're like, "But it'll look nice with gel." And I'm like, "I'm not gonna fucking put gel in my hair every day."
Yeah.
So I don't want you that's to annoying. Gel it. So that I can shower it out in 10 minutes because this is all itchy as shit and then not know what it really looks like.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's going to look like the way I wear it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no. Well, like this fucking place too is like, you know, yeah, they style the shit out of it.
Right.
So then you're like, oh, this looks good. But you're like, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
There's no
never,
fucking way.
Oh, it's.
I've gone to the same lady enough that, you know, when she's finishing, she's always like, and I know you probably don't want me to do anything, right? You know, and I was like, she's almost disappointed, I think,
right?
Because she's probably bored.
Yeah, probably.
She's like, I'll just finish it off. But I'm like, yeah, you're right.
This is like a portrait person that's doing a stick figure.
Yeah.
She's like, I have a skill, motherfucker.
Right.
And I'm not using it on you.
A photographer who only does senior pictures.
Exactly.
And you're like, ugh.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
that
that'd
really,
be a bad
That brings
life.
Me down. It would.
Yeah.
Remember that weird sort of effeminate but nice guy that did ours and everyone else is in our school?
No.
good radio, sorry.
But go on.
No, that's
no and.
This is Peter's second city. Yeah, this is Helpful Snowman Improv. Oh, I'd love to have you be a fucking improv coach.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for you to be...
Give me a scene.
I want you to be hitting on the chick who's hot. I want you to be a dick to the big guy who is, you know, you would hate the guy that was actually good.
Yeah. Because he'd be annoying to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd find him annoying.
He would sneak, you'd have a whiskey in, what are those things that you've liked for your whole life? The little hidden booze pockets.
Oh, a flask?
Yeah. You'd have a flask that you'd just be fucking hitting on. You'd sneak in a drink when you're like, oh, it was good. And then you'd like, yeah. This is fun.
Have a drink, guys.
You need to move to Chicago, and you need to become an improv coach.
Welcome to improv class.
Half of you aren't going to be here. Look around. Look to your left. Look to your right.
Look whatever direction you prefer. They're all going to be gone, but you're going to be a star.
This is already great.
As long as you can make it.
You have to say stop.
Going
to
need those checks. Yeah. And I'm going to need those in cash. The first check will be due.
Those checks need to be in cash. Yeah.
What do you think I am? No fucking restaurants even take checks. I'm just a guy. You can't give me a goddamn check. I don't even know who you are.
That's true. That'd be great.
Yeah, oh no, just an IOU is fine.
No, that's cool. That's as good as cash. Yeah. You're fine.
First exercise today. We're all just going to sit and, you know, I'm going to just tell you about my life.
Yeah, you'd give them all the heads up on when you were a star, yeah. When you were extra on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah,
you had a 3-episode arc on King of Queens.
It was originally just a cameo kind of thing. Just I pop in and pop out. But then my signature line, hey, boys, was so big.
You had something.
Yeah.
And that's what you're teaching them.
Yeah.
You don't get where you are without having something special.
You know what you get with nothing special? One episode of King of Queens. You know what you get with talent? 3.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah. Plus. That's the important thing. You met one of the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah. The chubby one?
Yeah. No, the religious
all
one.
Chubby at one point.
Yeah, that's true. No, the one that doesn't do anything.
The one who was chubby in 94.
It's not the drug one. It's not the religious one. And it's not Alec. It's the other one.
The other one.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in like one movie.
Direct to DVD.
Yeah, who was in the movie with Cindy Crawford, that one?
Daniel?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't know if this was a test.
The hell if I know.
Are we getting real? Is this still your improv, or are you actually asking me?
Oh, God, can you imagine?
No.
They made that?
Oh, that would be awful.
A waste of time.